Welcome to Jollibee Life CCJ 8.59 Radio Show. Today, we begin a special series of Christian teachings from the Holy Scriptures titled, Truth Beneath the Text. In this debut episode, we examine the topic, God's Kind of Love, a deeper exploration of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, often regarded as the love chapter of the Bible. Our teacher today is the man of God and managing director of Lagos, Nigeria, Godson Achugbu. We encourage you to relax, listen attentively to the full message, and be blessed by the Word of God. As always, you are free to leave your comments and reflections in our comments section. And now, here is the man of God, Godson Achugbu.
Paul. So in this letter I was writing to the Corinthians, the Corinth was a big city, port city. You would think of Corinth like you would think of Lagos now. It's a commercial city, very rich and very prosperous. You know, today is part of Greece. And the church had been planted there, and there was a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. And we are having a lot of things going on for them, miraculous healings were taking place, people were speaking in tongues, people were manifesting different kinds of power of God, so much so that they were becoming very proud of it. And they were becoming very contentious and quarreling among themselves. Who is greater? Who speaks more in tongues? Who has more power? Who is demonstrating the glory of God more and all of that? And becoming very pompous about it. It was in this background that Paul was now writing to them. And Paul was now telling them that, in fact, all these things people are doing is not even really what Christianity is all about. Christianity is about love. Because God is love, Christ himself is love. And the greatest demonstration of somebody operating with the Spirit of God is the demonstration of love in the person's life. As a matter of fact, all of the teachings of Jesus, he encapsulated it on two things. You will never see Jesus Christ, even when he met the woman that was committing adultery, he said, don't stone her. Jesus Christ was never in the business of condemning anybody. What Jesus Christ said was that, I leave you with only two commandments. Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And what was the second one? To love others. Love your fellow man. The reason why this principle is like that is that it is difficult and impossible to genuinely love anybody without first loving God. And the demonstration that you love God is manifested in your love for your fellow man. So it's all about love. Though I speak with the tongues of men, can you look into your scriptures if you have any? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And Paul was telling them, although I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Actually, the version of the Bible that I have says, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. What version of the Bible do you have? What does it say, love or charity? Thank you. Thank you. The greatest of this is love. The love we are talking about is the God's kind of love. Not the feelings of romantic feelings. No. Those ones, actually, they fade away. They are very momentary. Not love for a cloth or a shoe or a car or something that you like very, very much. That one is very, very different. The God's kind of love does not end. The God's kind of love does not, is not envious. It doesn't desire what is belongs to somebody else. The God's kind of love is not the kind of love that remembers wrongdoing. If you are dealing with anybody and you remember everything bad, you know, our women, they do that a lot. When you have a relationship with a lady, she's always keeping record of everything you did to her. And you people know that very well more than me. And they will be normal. They will forget it. They will throw it. They will keep it one side. You think that they have forgotten about it until another day, trouble will come. Or the day that two of you will quarrel, that's the day she will bring out everything. And then she will use it to make a case against you. That is not love. Anybody that is remembering evil is not, that person is not living in God's kind of love. So when there is something that bad that happens, you will not be happy. The person will pretend that he is not happy, but inside him or her, he is happy because he is building a case against you. But the God's kind of love is not like that. It rejoices in truth. The kind of love of God bear all things. It believeth all things. Why does it believe all things? If you tell such a person, this is the situation, he or she will believe it with an innocent heart. He will not go into, let me start arguing. That is, the person assumes the best of intention. The person assumes that you whatever you are saying is right. The person is always very hopeful. That is why any relationship or marriage or whatever, wherever there is love, it can never end because there is hope. Because of the absence of love, then there is no hope. If there is the love of God, that love of God means that there will always be hope that things will later work out well. That hope is what creates patience. That patience is the evidence of faith. They are all interrelated. Because the love is there, there is hope. Because hope is there, there is a manifestation of faith. And that is what eventually will lead to the victory of love. So This is how God deals with man. Because God is love, what I have described is the way God deals with men. If it were not so, he would have destroyed this world. Because it is his ability to act in this way that makes him... In fact, at a time when God was looking at what was going on, there were many times that God wanted to destroy this world. When he sees the evil that's going on, and although he loves the world, and he decided that what I'm going to do now is this. I love these people. I've sworn I will not destroy them. So what am I going to do now? Then he There are three personalities inside God. One is his essence, the other one is his spirit by which he acts, and that one is his word, which when he speaks it, then the spirit takes it into action. So he separated his word from him and made it to become a tangible thing that can be born as man. And he came into this world and suffered. So that on the basis of his righteous death, there will be a basis to forgive man. There will be a basis to deal with man in love, with love, even in all of his sins. If only he would believe, if only he would accept that grace through faith, then he may partake of the everlasting goodness of God, even though he does not deserve it, because there's nothing. When he saw that, after he created the law, saw that it was impossible for men to keep the law righteously. So it was love that led him to come into this world. It was love that led him to go through the sufferings. It was a program, it was intentional. All the sufferings that Christ went through, it was intentional. And the pain and the eventual death, the crucifixion and the death. And he did that because he could not just, you know, God used his word, his promises, his covenants to tie himself up so that he swore by himself that I will not destroy these human beings again. I will be good to them. When he began to look for a line, and then he saw the lineage of, he saw Abraham, and he said, okay, I will walk through you. And then through you, I'll produce the law. You see how it works. If it doesn't work, then I will come myself and bring that salvation. So some people are used to say, why can't God just destroy the world? God cannot. The problem we have is that God cannot destroy the humanity anymore, because he has already promised it. The day that God goes contrary to his own word, now God himself ceases to exist. He tied himself with his own word and his own promises, so that it's now impossible for him to do as he so wishes. And this is what is known as the truth. You know, in this world there are many religions, there are many philosophies, there are many spiritualities. But what I have described to you now, when somebody asks you what is the truth, you know, Jesus Christ had this encounter with Pontius Pilate. And Pontius, he was telling Pontius Pilate about the truth. And Pontius Pilate was looking at him and asking, what's the truth? If you remember that time in John, Jesus Christ did not even reply him. Because here was Pilate looking at the truth and was still asking, what is the truth? So the truth of this world, the truth, some of us have seen many things. We've gone to almost all religions in the world, nearly all, if not all. We investigated it, Islam, Confucianism, Taoism, and the rest of them. And we have come to the conclusion that the way of the cross is the actual way of God. Only the Bible explains rationally the beginning and the purpose and the end of all things. So Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the manifestation of the love of God, which God has brought into this world. That it is not by the keeping of the law, it is not by our righteousness anymore. It is now by faith in that work of God that earns us salvation. That work of God is the manifestation of love. It is the act of the love of God. And having demonstrated that kind of love, God wants us to appreciate Him, to love Him back by having that kind of love. And the only evidence that we have that appreciation and that we have that love for God is the love we manifest with others. Because there is no way to prove your love for God whom you have not seen, why you despise your fellow man whom you can see. So you see how it is connected. So the truth of the matter is that the truth is Christ. Christ is the manifestation of God's love. It is love that is ruling this universe. It is love that will be here throughout all ages. As for prophecy to come to an end, what is prophecy? Prophecy means this will happen. That will happen. But when you are in a state of timelessness, when there is no way you are in eternity, you don't need prophecy again. Because there's nothing that you are going to prophesy that's going to happen. As for knowledge, all of that will come to an end. As for speaking in tongues, all of that will come to an end. Because what is speaking in tongue about? It is speaking in the language of angels. So when you are speaking like that, angels are hearing you. Even though you don't know, it is the Spirit of God that is provoking you to speak it. And as you are speaking it, you are not aware that you are speaking mysteries. Those mysteries are understood by those. It is their language. It's like somebody that is speaking French now or German. Nobody will understand this here. So to you, they are a waste of time. But those that are German servants that are here are taking instructions and doing it. So all of those things are only relevant to this world. At some point, after the coming of Christ, all of that will come to an end. You don't need them. All those things people are showing, power, healing, they are all good. But that the only thing that lasts are three things: faith, hope, and love. Why? Because, as I said, hope is eternal. It's not like a prophecy that tells you this will happen at this particular point in time. Our hope in God, He keeps us, our faith in Him, and it's an eternal journey. So they are all important to God. But out of all these three, the greatest of them all is love. So Paul was telling the Corinthians, so it doesn't matter if you give all your gift to the poor. So in this particular world where we are in now, when you see somebody that is giving a lot of gifts, people will say he's a good man. When you bring charity, you know the Old Testament calls love charity. It's because love is usually expressed in giving. There is no love that does not give. That is why I have always argued, and I used to tell ladies this. Do you know that, let me surprise both of you now, do you know that no woman has the power to love a man? Do you know? No woman in this world loves a man. No woman loves a man. The only person that loves in a relationship between a man and a woman is the man. God gave him the ability to love. God did not give a woman the ability to love a man. A woman, you can have God's love for everybody, but in terms of man-woman relationship, that is why you find out that in a relationship, any relationship, any love expresses itself in giving. Anybody that is receiving, anybody can receive. The person that is receiving today, if you ask him now to give, it becomes a problem. But anybody that is willing to give is an act of love. The only people that women can love is children. Most fathers are not designed to love their children. We have to establish some of these things very well so people can understand. Fathers do not love their children. They are disciplinarians. They order them in the right way to go. It is mothers that have love for children. Women are only designed to love their children. Women are not designed to love their man. Children, just the way that men love their wives, the way their wives love their children. So, you find out that, but that's a different kind of, you know, there are different kinds of love, but we are talking now, our topic today is about the God's kind of love. So, that's something he said, though I have the gift of prophecy. So somebody that is prophesying doesn't necessarily mean that he has the fullness of God in him. Well, it doesn't mean that. Prophecy is a calling. Anybody can have the prophecy. And even though I can understand all mysteries, and I have all the knowledge, and I have all the faith, so that I can even move mountains, and I have no love, I am nothing. That is why Jesus Christ said, many of you will come that day and say, but we'll hear the sick in your name, but we'll cause mountains to come down, but we did this and we did that, and you say, oh, I don't know you. That's exactly the same thing that Paul is explaining here. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, charity, you know, there are people have different motives. There are people that are healing people by power, because you can acquire power. If you fast long enough and do certain things long enough, we can accept the power of God. But that doesn't mean that the love of God is in your hearts. You can access the power of God. Because all powers on earth belongs to God. Even the powers of the devil, they all belong to God. You can access it either through sacrifices in this way or through, because people are, this all powers belong to God. If you want to know who is a genuine man of God, it's not because he mentions Jesus Christ, not because he heals people, it's not because he knows the Bible, it's not because he had the word of knowledge, it's not because he says profound things, not because he's uttering mysteries. Because he have the love of God in his heart. Period. That is the man that is that Jesus knows. Politicians, you see them after stealing $10 billion, $10 billion naira, they are now bring out $100 million and buy kekepe, buy shoes, buy this and be giving to people. Many of you, that's why they deceive people too much. Even you ladies, you know this thing very well. Once a man is very good to you now, buy you gift, buy... Oh, this is a Facebook, YouTube. Buy you iPhone, buy you expensive watch, buy you shoe. Can you put one, see, I was, buy you a handbag. Her friends are now asking me, how did you land this man? Oh, within 3 weeks, you might agree to marry him. That's the problem of the flesh. Go and read Corinthians. Paul was saying, even if I give my body to be burned, that is the highest sacrifice. So, somebody can still... Have you heard about one man called Bruce Mayrock? Bruce Mayrock was a Jewish man. In 1968, as the Biafran war was raging on, and millions of Biafran children were dying, and rather than the world stop Nigeria, they kept on supplying weapons to Nigerian Gowon and his Nigerian forces. And because the Biafran war actually hiked the conscience of the world at that time. Bruce Mayrock got so mad, got so angry, and he walked up to the General Assembly at the United Nations in New York. And they thought he was joking. And they didn't know that he was carrying a can of fuel and a lighter. This war in Africa must stop. The killing of the Biafrans must come to an end. And then in front of the whole world, Bruce Mayrock doused himself with this fuel. And before anybody could say that rubbish, he put up the lights and he burnt to death there. He was not even a black man, you know. Why did Bruce Mayrock do that? A lot of people have made sacrifices. People have died as martyrs in this world. There are many reasons. He may have been angry. This sense of injustice is not right. Why should this kind of thing happen? There are some people that have become martyrs, walk to their death. There's one man called Klaus von Stauffenberg. He was a German colonel during the Second World War. He plotted to kill Adolf Hitler. Have you heard about Hitler? Yeah? Have you heard about Adolf Hitler? Okay. He plotted to kill Adolf Hitler. I see and I hear were a very dangerous operation. He organized some people. The whole idea was to plant a bomb where Hitler would be. And then where Hitler would be speaking, the place would blast up and Hitler would be killed. Because Hitler was causing the whole world to be in war. and tens of millions were dying all over the world. But I don't know how that secret leaked to Hitler. But the bomb actually exploded, but it exploded 3 minutes before Hitler came. So the timing was wrong, and so it didn't kill Hitler, even though some people there around the podium were affected. But it was supposed to explode while Hitler was speaking, and he got his timing wrong. So when the operation failed, Colonel Seppenbach did not apologize to anybody. He was in his office in the military barracks. When he got information that the operation failed, he went and took his bath. But somehow got the law in Germany, dressed up, put perfume, rubbed his face with everything, dressed up, put his clothing on, and on his own, he walked up to the stake. And he ordered for himself to be executed. So he dies for Germany. But why did he die for Germany? He died for Germany out of pride. I'm a colonel. If I say something, I will do what I said. The book of Corinthians chapter 13 is a very big mystery. When a man would do all of these things, the Bible says it profited him nothing. So we can go to hell someday and we might see that Stephen Berg is in hell. It's possible. Not minding that he died for Germany. He died for the love of Germany. He died to save many. He hoped that by killing Hitler, he could end the World War and restore peace to Europe and to the rest of the world. Ambrose Mayrock died because of his desire for justice. And he could not understand why black children in Africa were being massacred like the Biafran soldiers were being killed. And he died in front of the United Nations. If they did all of that, not out of the love of God, because the Bible is very clear. Love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength. Then the second one, it's like it. Love your fellow man. So the love of man starts with the love of God. Even though it manifests in the love of man. Anybody that is not thinking of God, why are you, Klaus von Stevenberg, angry with Hitler? You feel that what is going on is not right. Out of your own conscience, that is not God's love. Your love must come from a place of the love of God first. It must come from the place of the love of God. Then, its manifestations in the love of people is acceptable before God. Otherwise, you are a tinkling cymbal. Even though you have sacrificed. There are some people that say, I want medical science to improve. When I die, take my body and use it and burn it. And use it for research. The love of man outside of first the love of God is not acceptable. Those who will serve God, who worship God, will worship God in truth and in spirit. And what is that truth? That truth is Christ. So So whatever we are doing in this world, as far as God is concerned, if it is not rooted in His agenda, that love of God comes through the truth, and that truth is Christ. You must first put your trust and your hope in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus came from God. You love God through Jesus, worship Him through the truth in your spirit. It's not about going to this temple or that temple. Touch her. It's not about going to this synagogue or that synagogue. It's about believing in your heart to you what Paul is trying to say, and how the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 connects to the wider truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the nature of God Himself, which is love. So as a child of God, your heart must be clean before God. You have to love God. You have to appreciate God. You have to look at all that God created and marvel at His creation, and then appreciate Him for caring enough to send Jesus Christ into this world to die for you. And as a result, that is why when you start your prayers, it's not good to start prayer by always asking God for something. You start your prayer, a good child of God starts prayer by always sincerely, honestly appreciating God. That is a sign of love. In fact, a lot of prayers can just be all about worship and praise and thanking and appreciating Him. That is love. And then when you are filled with that kind of love for God, it pours in the life how you treat other people. You will find out that sin flees from you, because you know sin cannot abide in the presence of love. Yes, because every sin in this world is a result of the absence of the love of God. So where there is the love of God, sin cannot abide. And that is why when you are in Christ, you are free from the law, because you are operating from the love of God, which has no law against it. The love of Christ, Christ is Himself the fulfillment of the law. So anybody that is walking in Christ has fulfilled the law, because there is nothing in the law that you're going to go against. And even if by adventure he or she makes an error, there is a blood as an atonement that he can assess. Well, let us stop here so far. I believe that we have learned one or two things. We'll continue maybe two times a week. We'll look at the gospel, pick something from the scriptures and examine it thoroughly. Our own is to see how interconnected the Word of God is.
And that has been the teaching on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, God's Kind of Love, a deeper perspective on the love chapter of the Bible, brought to you by the man of God. godson Achugbu. We warmly welcome your comments and encourage you to share this teaching with others if you found it meaningful and spiritually enriching. Stay connected to Jalabalev CCJ podcast for more teachings, discussions, and audio and video content covering both spiritual matters and important domestic and international events. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
I've found